With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio.
100 billion. That's roughly the number of plastic shopping bags that Americans go through every year. Often we use them once for a short amount of time, then they go tossed in the trash. But it's the kind of garbage that never really goes away. It litters our streets, wreaks havoc on marine life, and takes centuries to decompose. Now, there's an immersive pop-up art exhibit in Times Square designed to bring more attention to the problem of plastic pollution. Marissa Mazria-Katz has more.
Even during the pandemic, Times Square is buzzing. There are buskers, people posing for selfies, and of course, those iconic glittering billboards that shine all night long. And in a storefront on a corner of 47th Street is the plastic bag store. It looks like a grocery shop. There's a cereal aisle, bins of tomatoes and bananas, but...
You will notice that everything is made out of plastic bags.
That's artist Robin Frohart. She spent a couple of years scouring New York for thousands of plastic bags. Then she went to work transforming them into things like an apple.
This is probably two or three watered up plastic bags, then encased in a red plastic bag with a little bit of a straw jammed into the top as the stem.
And then there are the labels she created, Bag and Jerry ice cream and Chobaggy yogurt. Over on the magazine stand, there are issues of Bag Appetit and Bagmopolitan. There's certainly a lot of humor here, but for Frohart, the plastic bag store is not just an elaborate one-liner.
The environment is an important issue, and I know that we have all been fighting for our lives and our livelihoods, but that doesn't mean that all this stuff is going away. It's never going away.
The plastic bag store was originally slated to open in mid-March, the week the pandemic shut down New York City. In August, the state began to ease restrictions on museums. That's when Gene Cooney, the director of Times Square Arts, the organization that commissioned the project, thought it was time to open its doors.
Something that imparts a sense of levity and allows you to laugh or, you know, reflect is really important right now.
There's no charge for the exhibit, but because of COVID-19, there's a limit on the number of people who can enter at one time. In New York, I'm Marissa Mazria-Katz for Marketplace.